This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Negotiators have approved an historic deal to create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. In comments at COP27's closing session, Leah Nicholson, a climate representative from Antigua and Barbuda, says poorer nations have achieved a victory.
Establishing this fund signals to the world that loss and damage will no longer solely be borne by those governments and people least responsible. Today is a step towards climate justice.
However, there was little progress in addressing the root cause of climate change, the burning of fossil fuels. Fans are gathering for the opening game of the World Cup. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Qatar's holding the Middle East's first FIFA World Cup after having been battered by a regional boycott and international criticism for many of its policies. The 2022 tournament is due to see its first match with Qatar versus Ecuador. Fans were in high spirits outside the El Bayt Stadium in Doha. Qatar, like Saudi Arabia, follows an ultra-conservative version of Islam known as Wahhabism. Yet the country is allowing alcohol to be served in hotel bars and at FIFA fan zones in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says it will investigate video footage circulated on Russian social media, which Moscow alleges shows Ukrainian forces killed Russian troops who may have been trying to surrender after one of the men seemingly refused to lay down his weapon and opened fire. Russian authorities announced the opening Friday of a criminal investigation based on the video snippets that were posted on Telegram channels. This is VOA News. Police say a 22-year-old gunman opened fire at a gay nightclub in the U.S. state of Colorado, killing at least five people and injuring 18. The gunman was taken into custody around 5 minutes after police first received a call Saturday night about the shooting.
While the suspect was inside of the club, at least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect, and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill and harm others. We owe them a great debt of thanks.
The Colorado Springs Police Department Chief Adrian Vasquez says a motive in the shooting isn't clear yet. The incident came as anti-gay rhetoric has intensified by extremists in the U.S. In a statement, the club called the shooting a hate attack. Pope Francis honored his Northern Italian roots on Sunday by celebrating a special mass in his father's hometown and encouraging youth generations to not be indifferent to poverty and misery all around them.
E da queste terre mio padre è partito per migrare in Argentina.
Thousands of people turned out to greet Francis during his rare personal getaway near Turin, and he returned the favor by taking a long Popemobile ride around town. On Sunday, he was given honorary citizenship and celebrated mass in the city's cathedral. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has sacked his internal affairs minister over funding irregularities in a blow to his scandal-prone cabinet that has already lost two ministers in 1 month. The internal affairs minister had been under fire over several accounting and funding irregularities. In one, he acknowledged that one of his support groups submitted accounting records carrying a dead person's signature. He said he resigned because the scandals should not hold up parliamentary debate on key legislations. He earlier said he did not break any law and was determined to stay on. Media surveys show the majority of respondents supported his resignation, while support for Kishida's government fell to just above 30%, lowest since he took office in 2021. China has announced its first new death from COVID-19 in nearly a half a year. Strict new measures are being imposed in Beijing and across the country. The death of an 87-year-old Beijing man was the first reported by the National Health Commission since May 26th, bringing the death toll to well over 5,000. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news in our podcast, Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.